This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Holiday travelers are encountering more security than ever at the nation's airports, and more is on the way. By January 18th, every airport in the country is supposed to screen all checked baggage for explosives, or at least match checked bags to passengers. Few expect the deadline to be met, but one airport is working to be the first in the country to check every bag as required. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
At the Salt Lake City International Airport, a massive scanning machine seems to swallow suitcases. It looks twice as big as conventional X-ray scanners, and it's not simply outlining the contents of baggage. It's checking for explosives. Three of these CTX scanners are used for random checks now, but five more are on the way, as the airport strives to become the first in the country to scan every checked bag for explosives. Spokeswoman Barbara Gann.
Passenger, when they're standing in the check-in line or when they're standing for SkyCab service, their bags will be what we call swabbed by a piece of material. That piece of material is then put through machinery that looks for chemicals, certain chemicals. If they detect that in the machinery, they will then ask for your baggage to be put through the CTX machine, which is a computerized tomography X-ray machine. And that will look through the checked baggage. If they can't identify something or there's a question, they will ask to hand search your bag at that point.
Bomb-sniffing dogs will also cruise check-in lines to try to detect explosives in shoes, clothing, and luggage. And some luggage will be selected for random CTX scanning. That's all long overdue, says Rocky Anderson, mayor of Salt Lake City.
It seems very strange to me that as you go through the magnetometer, they're confiscating your nail clippers, but you could be putting a bomb in your suitcase and nobody's screening that. That's absolutely absurd to me.
With the 2002 Winter Olympics looming in February, Anderson offered the Salt Lake City Airport as the poster child of security. The Federal Department of Transportation responded by sending to Salt Lake City the only CTX machines it had in storage, including those designated for other airports. Also on the way are 85 of these swab detection systems. That's $12.7 million in equipment, requiring 300 operators, costing an additional $9 million a year.
We want everybody to wonder what's going to happen to their luggage and how it's going to be checked and how many times. Double and triple checks are in place that should provide us far, far more in terms of security and deterrence than what we have in place presently.
But it's not foolproof, according to Bill Kaufman, a researcher at the University of Michigan, focusing on explosives and aviation. Kaufman says there are ways to hide signs of explosives, even from bomb-sniffing dogs and sophisticated machines. He endorses Salt Lake City's effort, but suggests it raises the stakes for terrorists.
You know, you're going to have the best and the brightest of the bad guys opposing the best and the brightest of the good guys. And, I mean, can't you think the recognition that a terrorist would get for cracking the increased security that's in place at Salt Lake City? It's going to be truly a competition, unfortunately.
It's a race few airports will be able to match anytime soon. It'll take months, perhaps years, to produce enough CTX scanners for widespread use. The Salt Lake City airport says it'll be ready by February 1st. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.